This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
I haven't heard about the hanging. If they hang them, you're going to see some things that I don't know what your where you come from and what your thought process is, but you'll perhaps be very happy.
Trump with a lot of very vague threats to Iran. Help is on the way. You're going to see some things that make you happy, assuming you're on the side of overthrowing the Ayatollah. But nothing leading anyone to believe. So military action or moral support or more help with the internet as Elon is dropping Starlink there? Nobody knows, but we'll talk more about that a little bit later this hour.
Well, and I really, really don't want to get hanged, but I'm not sure I see a great distinction between me and my kids getting machine gunned on a street corner as opposed to getting hanged tomorrow.
I think the distinction is, I mean, in terms of being dead, if you're a protester, there's not a lot of distinction. But I think the distinction is security forces killing protesters in the middle of the night, and you don't know how they died or what the circumstances were, so it gets a little cloudy or whatever, as opposed to arrest them, hang them in public in daylight,
yeah,
in the face of what Trump has said. If you start killing protesters, I'm going to do this. I mean, that's flipping off Trump the way he flipped off that guy at the Ford plant yesterday.
Right, which shouldn't matter that much to American foreign policy, but you're not wrong. I get it.
Yeah. So more on that coming up later.
Also, could 2026 end up being as pivotal as 1989? Follow the Berlin Wall, Tiananmen Square massacre, the fall of the Iron Curtain in general, et cetera, et cetera. Interesting thoughts on that. To come. Also an emailer who hates me. Yes?
What was I doing in 1989?
I had a pretty good year in 1989, so that'd be all right with me. Yeah, I was getting started in my radio profession, poor as a church mouse.
I was poor, but I was having fun, so that'd be all right with me.
Yeah. All right, so are you into the fiber maxing, Jack?
Yes? No?
I don't know if I am or not. Grocery aisles are changing rapidly in the age of Maha and Ozempic. You got your Maha, your Ozempic, your fiber maxing. Powerful forces
Maha
are pushing the...
Is Make America Healthy Again?
Si, senor.
Okay.
Maha. Anyway, it could be the biggest overhaul in decades to supermarket shelves. You got cities, states, and federal governments scrutinizing ingredients and processed foods. And for a lot of consumers, protein and whole milk are in, seed oils are out, everybody wants more fiber, more protein. So in response, top food companies from Kraft Heinz to General Mills are reimagining familiar brands as they work to ditch the artificial dyes, stuff protein into their products, and new federal dietary guidelines that we saw last week could accelerate many of these moves.
That sounds mostly awesome. I'm kind of surprised that RFK Jr.'s bellowing about various things has caused enough of a change in people's habits that grocery stores want to change the way they structure their aisles. Is the seed oil thing for real or all? I mean, is there anything to that?
Can't get a grasp of that. That's actually the next paragraph, as they describe that giant companies from Campbell's to PepsiCo are launching or expanding potato chip lines made with avocado oil or olive oil instead of seed and corn oils, which are one of the worst things you can eat, according to RFK Jr.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea. Even gummy fish are getting a change, Jack. No more Red 3 Hello Beet Juice.
Unless you're 4 years old, you should not be eating gummy fish, and your four-year-old probably shouldn't either. So,
companies behind Candy Browns, from Gushers to Katie, yes?
I was going to say 4 years old or pregnant, but anyway, continue.
Have you had some gummy fish?
Oh, I can't.
Jack's harsh judgments are unwelcome to me.
You can't stop on the gummy fish?
Gummy sour anything right now. I don't know why.
Really?
It's awful for me. I know it, but... Oh.
That's what you're wanting.
Yeah.
Do you like Swedish fish at all?
Love Swedish fish.
Oh, my wife is so into Swedish fish.
Yeah, yeah. They're so good. So,
you keep eating those gummies, though, you're going to have a bright orange or bright yellow kid.
Something
that's
like that.
I'm sure that's how it works, yeah.
Yeah,
sure indeed. That's how it works.
That's science.
Well, here at work, they've got the vending machine thingy, like they do in a lot of workplaces now, where you take stuff off hanging on the wall and you go over to the barcode thingy and pay for it. But there's so much crap like that. Gummy this and gummy that, and I always wonder who here is eating this stuff. You're an adult. Who's doing that?
Wow, Judgy McJudgerson, you got a pie fork in your jacket.
Oh,
you did.
I think you can justify pie 8 million times over versus eating gummy bears as a grown-up?
Yeah, the Supreme Court is not taking your case, please.
No.
Ridiculous. Terrible. Anyway, you expect to see more turmeric and spirulina extracts and fruit and vegetable juice listed on your candy wrappers in the next few years in response to demands from consumers, state laws, and the Trump administration.
Fruit and vegetable juice sounds good. Turmeric? I have no idea whether I need more turmeric.
High fructose corn syrup is disappearing from places you wouldn't even thought to look at rather.
That seems to be pretty solidly everybody agrees that's bad, right? The high fructose corn syrup?
I haven't heard any serious disagreement, no.
Yeah. I was at a restaurant last night, Henry and I, where they got their soda machine, and it's got big letters on there. They make their own colas and lime, you know, Sprite-like whatever. Mm. No high fructose, none of that.
Yeah.
None of the corn syrup, so.
And Americans?
I feel that's appealing.
Yeah. Oh, I think it is. Well, I don't know anybody who's ever said, oh, man, I love that high fructose corn syrup. I won't take a substitute. I mean, I don't think it has any advocates other than it saves the food companies money as they make us all obese.
Bill Maher's been at war against high fructose corn syrup for a very long time with all kinds of charts about the rise in that in our stuff and the rise in obesity, which track almost perfectly, and various subsidies that go to farmers for corn to drive that and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, but
I'll bet he's right on that. Yeah. Americans are also protein-obsessed. Weight loss drugs have intensified demand for the nutrient, and food companies are jamming it into just about everything they can. I don't eat cereal because I'm an adult, but witness
that's
the
interesting.
Cereal
you
aisle.
Consider cereal a childish food?
There's all kinds of carby cereals. Yeah.
There's all kinds of grown-up cereals. You don't have to eat Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I know. Well, good, because I don't think I could choke it down. I actually really love Frosted Mini Wheats. That's got flavor. Fiber.
Right? I like Raisin Bran, too. Raisin Bran kind of helps me with my prune situation.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Anyway, so witness the cereal aisle, now home to Cheerios Protein, Nature Valley Protein Granola. I actually eat those. I shouldn't. But
Cocoa Puffs? Brands. How about Cocoa Puffs? Are they good for you?
I don't think they are. Yeah. Anyway, Kennedy's Maha movement has touted beef tallow made from the melted down fatty tissue of cattle carcasses. Mmm, that does sound yummy.
So that's a
seed oil alternative.
That's a big topic of conversation among people who love McDonald's French fries, that they are going back to the beef tallow or got away from it. I don't remember which. You do know?
No, I don't specifically, but a lot of restaurants and food brands are switching to tallow instead of seed oil. I love this. In its forecast of food trends for 2026, Amazon.com's Whole Foods Market said tallow is making a comeback, quote, as a nourishing and nostalgic fat. I tell you what, as the clock ticks, the calendar pages flip. I long for the fats of yesteryear. I miss playing high school sports and the good rock and roll and the fats we would ingest.
Yeah, I don't know that we knew we were eating beef tallow back in the day.
Many doctors in the American Heart Association endorse seed oils and say they're better for you.
Okay. See, that's where it gets complicated. Yeah. Of course, there's a number of people who would say the opposite of what RFK Jr. says just because they hate Trump.
True. Yeah, I got to admit, on the whole dietary thing, I do not get caught up in crazes.
I don't either.
I figure just moderation. Be smart. Just don't be excessive in any direction, and you'll be probably fine. U.S. sales of whole milk rose by 5% in the last year. That compares with a 1% decline of all cow's milk during the same period. So if people are buying milk, increasingly they're buying whole milk. I eat whole milk yogurt. I decided to try some 2%, and it doesn't keep me full nearly
as
long.
What, do you wear a skirt? Come on.
Get some whole milk yogurt. Sometimes when I feel pretty. Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, look for changes in your food aisles and do whatever the hell you want, because I don't care.
Speaking of MAHA, I thought I had something to say about the Ozempic or something or not, you know, because it's coming out now, the version that's so cheap that so many can be on it, but that's going to be...
Big British study came out, said, oh, you gain it back.
If you go off it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That doesn't surprise me. Is that surprising to people?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think it's disappointing to some people, but not surprising. If they don't know the science of this, it's surprising to them.
No, if you go on something like that, you're going to have to stay on it forever.
You got to keep, surely they can come up with some sort of microdose, right?
But at $25.
It's cheap, it doesn't have the side effects, but it works well enough.
At $25 a month, that doesn't seem like a lot to keep that weight off. Plus, if you're actually eating less, it wouldn't be hard to make back $25 a month with what food costs currently.
Oh, yeah.
One trip to McDonald's would pay for. Not going to McDonald's one time would pay for your drug.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, which reminds me, maybe we can talk about this later, maybe not. I think Trump has lost his mind on the economic scene, affordability and that sort of thing. He is doing everything and advocating everything he possibly can that will increase inflation. And man, there is no policy of capping credit card rates, which is a terrible idea.
Yeah, we gotta discuss that.
Various other measures that can compete with inflation. And I've never characterized Trump as the out of touch billionaire. Number one, because it's too easy. Number two, he hasn't shown any sign of it. And in fact, it's been quite the opposite. He seems more in touch with and a fan of common American people than many presidents in years past. On the other hand, I don't think he gets inflation because he's too rich.
We do need to talk about the capping credit card rates, because that's pretty interesting. Trump and Elizabeth Warren kind of working together on that. That's just interesting.
Oh, good.
Coming up, we talked MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. We got to talk MEGA, which Trump truthed out yesterday. MIGA, which we all assume means Make Iran Great Again. After his threat to the mullahs there.
And do you want to get to the emailer who despises me?
Absolutely. We've got to do that next.
Yeah.
Cool. On the way.
I got a kick in coming. Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad already happened. That's why we love SimpliSafe. It isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts.
You see, SimpliSafe uses AI-powered cameras outside your home to spot real threats and instantly alert live agents. Those agents take action while the intruder is still on the outside of your home, not after they got in.
They can talk to them through the camera, letting them know they're being watched and that the police are on the way.
So other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy asleep or on a plane.
They're protecting over 5 million Americans and have been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years in a row.
And right now, you can get 50% off any new system this month only.
Go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season.
And TaxSlayer is here to help you file with 100% accuracy for your maximum refund. Guaranteed. TaxSlayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way. File your federal return by February 8th for $22.99, and I'll help you get the refund you deserve. Take it from me, a talking calculator speaking to you through the speakers of wherever you are. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome to the most wonderful time of the year, when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, scream in terror, and start looking for new ways to save money. If that's you, why not cut your wireless bill in half with a saver plan from Pure Talk? You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast 5G network for just $20 a month. Ho, ho, ho. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you switch in minutes. Again, talk, text, and data for just $20 a month.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The fast food chain Burger King has begun offering the Bacon Cheddar Hash Whopper, which features a beef patty, bacon, an egg patty, cheddar cheese sauce, hash browns, and hollandaise aioli. But be warned, it's so greasy that if you dab it with a paper towel, it disappears.
I bet that's tasty. I'll try it.
It lost me at cheese sauce.
sounds like a one-way ticket to the grave to me. But,
So we don't get as much actual mail as we used to back in the day for obvious reasons. Nobody does. And everybody who runs a business knows you get way more complaints than you get, hey, you're doing a good job. Keep it up. I mean, it's just not in human nature for that. So, we got some complaint in regular mail yesterday. I was going through some of the mail and opened it up and there was a $10 bill in there. And I thought, oh, dang it. This is somebody who wanted to donate to the Boy Scouts when we were raising money, and you've just given me a task of I've got to figure out how to get this to the account or whatever. But anyway, that's not what it was. So it, I looked at the envelope. It's got typewritten like on a typewriter address to the radio station, and then no return address. And then inside a piece of typing paper folded in thirds like they taught you in fifth grade if you're going to send a letter. And it says... Now, we did this for the podcast yesterday and noodled through what it was. When I first read it, I had no idea. It says, Joe, and I can't use the words here because it's got bad language in it. Joe, the most effed up selfish words I have heard. And there's weird commas in there. So, here is your $10 out of my Social Security check. And by the way, keep your effing secret. What? The money is to satisfy your tight-ass, self-centered ego. I will still listen to the show, but my regards for you will never be the same.
Again, we noodled this through in the One More Thing, Armstrong and Getty One More Thing podcast yesterday, and used the actual swears. And it took us a minute to figure out what it was, but I think it was that I didn't say the brand name of the potato chips I'd fallen in love with.
Who figured that out, Katie or you? It wasn't me. I would have never figured.
I think it was me because his anger was totally justified.
Right.
I would have never figured out what this is about.
The pregnant lady speaks. They are not contradict her.
Joe the other day goes on the air and says, I came across the best potato chip ever. Oh, this is the best potato chip you've ever tasted in your life. Right. And so I ask, oh, what brand is it so we can all get some? Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
I got to have time to respond to this because, oddly enough, I agree with the writer. Here's what here's what was happening in my head, and it led to a remarkably un-Joe moment because I don't really give a crap what anybody thinks. If I did, I couldn't do the job the way I do it. Number one, it's Keogh's potato chips. It's K-E-O-G-H-S, and it's specifically the Irish cheese and onion kind that they're crack, man. I'm no longer in control. They are. And they've got so blue cheese and something sour cream and shamrock. Don't try the truffle butter. They're just weird. They've got, what'd you say, Katie? You pointed out they've got like a Guinness and beef or something?
Guinness and steak.
Steak, yeah.
That was salt and vinegar.
Potato chip.
Yeah. Of course, salt and vinegar, yeah. Here's what was going on in my head. Number one, I thought they were a regional brand, so I didn't think people could get them. Number two, I wasn't sure how to spell it, and I couldn't remember how to pronounce it. And three, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I love these potato chips so much, we ought to see if we can endorse them, because they're so good. And so I didn't say what they were. It was weird. It was not the sort of thing I do. But to send me $10 from your fixed income, you really need to get control of your rage. I mean, both things can be true.
I believe that that is your thought process, but it came out of your mouth as just, I don't want you all to enjoy life.
Yeah, that's how I took it.
Well, right, but our angry correspondent, like I said, I agree with him. It's a weird thing to do. But how about, hey, Joe, why not you stop being a dick and tell us what potato chips you like?
Joe Gatekeeper Getty over here.
K-E-O-G-H apostrophe S. Keogh's. Turns out you can get them nationally and they're great. But hey, why don't you smoke a rock of crack instead and end up on a street corner in California because they're addictive.
$10 out of his Social Security check.
Wow.
Armstrong and Getty.
He's up.
Here's a tale of Linda trying to lose weight, but the med prices she found were all over the place.
Hidden fees and markups made her jaw drop low. Then she found GoodRx. Now she's in the know.
GLP-1 subscriptions, FDA approved.
With clear upfront pricing.
And same-day pickup.
That's GoodRx, the no-nonsense way. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Get to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
At your conference table or your tailgate spot, we bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. Woo! We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Ready?
best results, top tier. Reading Online Marketing, we're right here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
26-year-old Irfan Sultani, a young man into sports and fashion. He's among more than 10,000 arrested, with fears the first wave of executions could start. President Trump warning, if the regime starts hanging people, we'll take very strong action, vowing help is on the way.
Yeah, what does that mean? We'll get into that in just a little bit. So that's in panel of CBS. Let's hear, or ABC rather, let's hear the CBS version of the Iran story from last night.
There was intermittent cell service in Iran, and information is trickling out about thousands of protesters killed by security forces. Contacts in Iran also tell us that security forces are threatening hospital staff to turn over the names and addresses of wounded protesters.
How horrific is that?
Ugh.
You work at a hospital and they come to you, look, I'm gonna, you know, whatever, cut off your hands, beat you down, take your kid, whatever, if you don't give me the name and address of that protester. And you'd probably right. do it. I'd probably do it, because at some point you got to look out for yourself.
Oh, and the doctors are collapsing from exhaustion. They've been treating the wounded for two straight days without rest.
Now, I watched that Elizabeth Palmer report on CBS. First of all, CBS newscast is interesting. Man, it is so fast-paced, and they don't mess around.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do long, lengthy, drawn-out weather reports and crap either. I mean, it's news, 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 news.
Right.
That's the new Barry Weiss thing, I guess. But Elizabeth Palmer in that, unlike every other newscast I heard of the day where they said some people say up to 2,000 dead, she said 12,000 dead. Some sources say up to 20,000 dead. So their number was much bigger. And I don't know if that was to be jazzy or just because they think that's closer to right. I think that's probably closer to right. I mean, she was one little town. She said, we counted 400 bodies right here. Well, how is right. it 1,800 across the country if you've counted 400 dead bodies right there in that one little town?
That's legit. You know, I find myself wondering, since news generally wants to do the biggest number because it's most exciting. You know, no matter what the story is, even what the high temperature is going to be, they always go for the max. Why some have been minimizing it, that's interesting. And yeah. how does that compare with Gaza, where they accepted all the wild estimates and not separating combatants with non-combatants that Hamas gave them?
But good that's for a good CBS, question,
I guess.
That is a good question. I don't know why.
But that 400 people in a little town, that's a pretty damn compelling rationale. I think it's safe to extrapolate, you know, at least to some extent across the whole country.
So Trump was on CBS News last night talking to Tony DiCoppola and interviewed about a whole bunch of different stuff, but they started with Iran, and Trump had said or tweeted out during the day or truthed out during the day that we'll take strong action and all that sort of stuff, and he was asked what that means.
We will take very strong action. If they do such a thing, we will take very strong action.
And this strong action you're talking about, what's the end game?
The end game is to win. I like winning.
How do you define that winning. In Iran?
Well, let's define it in Venezuela. Let's define it with al-Baghdadi. He was wiped out. Let's define it with Soleimani. And let's define it in Iran, where he wiped out their Iran nuclear threat in a period of about 15 minutes once the B-2s got there. And that was a complete obliteration, as it turns out, which is what I said initially. Then some questioned it, and they said, you know, Trump was right. So we've been right about everything. We don't want to see what's happening in Iran happen. And, you know, if they want to have protests, that's one thing. When they start killing thousands of people, and now you're telling me about hanging, we'll see how that works out for them. It's not going to work out good.
Yeah, so as you heard the Elizabeth Palmer, I think, talking about the public executions, that's another step toward we're going to do whatever the hell we want to do as the Iranian government, or whatever you want to call them, dictators, to say we're going to publicly hang people. We're not going to shoot people in the dark and you find bodies and you wonder what happened. We're going to publicly hang protesters. And Trump found out about that, it seems, on the CBS News interview and was asked about that. And Trump said, I haven't heard about the hanging. If they hang them, you're going to see some things that I don't know where you come from and what your thought process is, but you'll perhaps be very happy I guess he was suggesting that maybe Tony was on the side of the mullahs or something. I don't know what that was all about. Mm.
Yeah. And did you see where the head of the judiciary in Iran said, and I quote, if we want to do a job, we should do it now. If we want to do something, we have to do it quickly. If it becomes late 2 months, 3 months later, it doesn't have the same effect. If we want to do something, we have to do that fast, meaning 5-minute show trials and public hangings now, this week.
Well, there's a bunch of
and
people.
And he's right. As dictatorships go, he's right.
Oh, yeah. And it's, I was having this conversation with my kids yesterday, trying to explain it to them, and they were trying to imagine, you know, being there and all that sort of stuff.
Ugh,
and, you know, you could be pretty committed to being a protester. You see enough people shot or beaten down, and you actually watch them get beaten down, their arms broken, and, you know, their eyes gouged out, whatever the hell, you could very easily think, you know what? What good am I going to do, me and my family, by ending up dead? I'm going to go back home and live under this regime for a while longer. Even as a brave revolutionary, I could see how you could come to that conclusion.
Yeah, some people. Yeah. Yeah, it goes back to the whole, I remember as a kid, the better dead than red. No, better red than dead, you know, discussion.
Well, at some point, it's just, I want to defeat them, but we're not going to today, and me dying is not going to help. At some point, you come to that.
Right. Of course, it's seldom that clear in revolutions.
Obviously.
Are we going to win or not? Right.
Yeah. And one more from Trump. He, in a speech, I think this was when he was in, Detroit yesterday, talking at the car plant. He said this. Clip 72, Michael.
And by the way, to all Iranian patriots, keep protesting. Take over your institutions, if possible. And save the name of the killers and the abusers that are abusing you, because they'll pay a very big price.
Now, if you're going to come out and say, save the names of the people who are abusing you, man, you got to come to some pretty serious help, don't you?
Yeah, he's approaching half a dozen times of saying, it's coming. Yeah, it's coming. So, I believe it's coming, given his past history.
You believe what's coming?
I don't know that. I have no idea. And, you know, I get so frustrated. Tony DeCopel's question was perfectly reasonable. What does success look like in Iran? And then he goes back to his greatest hits about it looks like Soleimani and blah, blah, blah. No, no, that's not an adequate answer. You're removing a regime or aiding the regime being overthrown. What do you see unfolding next? And actually, you know, if Trump were to say, I don't know, but we got to get rid of these guys and we'll let the chips fall. That's an interesting thing to say, but I would prefer that, honestly, to the whole, I got Soleimani. Okay, I still wonder what success looks like this time.
Yeah,
but
there's
who knows?
A bunch of articles out today with what our options are and aren't, because we don't have near as much military power in the region as we did back when we hit Iran's nuclear program, partially because we have a lot of it in the Venezuela area. But we have tremendous capabilities in all kinds of different ways. Are we looking at, you know, trying to knock out the Ayatollah? Are we looking at just crippling them with some sort of cyber attack? Who knows?
I've got a pretty good theory. It's a little vague, but I think it's going to look similar to Venezuela in that Trump, who does not get hung up on morality or democracy or that sort of thing, maybe he should, maybe he shouldn't, we can argue about that, but he's thinking, all right, the mullahs are completely unworkable as a partner to deal with on global affairs of all sorts. We get rid of them. Who's next up? Who's most likely to step in? In the case of Venezuela, it was the bloodthirsty vice president lady. In the case of Iran, it's almost certainly the Republican Guard. And he's thinking, all right, so we get the Republican Guard in place. They're business people. They're scumbags. A lot of them are religious zealots, but they're mostly business people. We can deal with them. We tell them, look, give up the nuke thing. Stop financing Hezbollah and Hamas, and we can do business. We'll make you rich again. We'll make your people happy again. We'll boost your economy, and let's quit fighting over your wackadoodle ideology. That's what Trump is thinking.
If I'm in the street and I'm in my 20s and single and childless, I'm taking it to the end, probably, I think. It's easy to say from the comfort of a radio studio. But if I'm 45 and I got kids to take care of, I don't know. That's a different situation.
All right, and I don't know. I'm not super comfortable speculating, as I know you're not either. But, you know, you're talking about you see your best friend beat down and tortured or whatever, and so you think maybe I ought to go home. I think plenty of people see that and think, I'm going to get you people if it ends my life. So they fight all the harder.
Yeah, well, we've seen what actually happens over many, many decades here. You have these uprisings, they kill a whole bunch of people, and most people, well, practically everybody goes home. And that's the end of it for a while, until the next time it happens. This could be the time, though. This is definitely the most on the ropes the Ayatollah has ever been.
100%, yeah. Yeah, they're shaky.
Having this conversation with my non-interventionist, it turns out, 14-year-old, like, well, what business is it ours? There's all kinds of bad countries around the world, this and that sort of thing, sort of arguments you hear out of people all the time. I said I did point out, and I don't think enough people are aware of this, Iran is the number one enemy of the United States. They have killed more Americans over the last half century than anybody else.
Well, and they continue to support evildoers all over the place. I was reminded this morning that they're supplying many, many, many drones to the Russians to kill Ukrainians, for instance, while they're supporting various wackadoodle Islamicists around the world. They're just, they're a force for evil, destruction, disruption of trade. They're a disease.
The Houthis.
The Islamic Republic of Iran is a disease.
The Houthis, Hamas, Hezbollah, that's Iran. And they also were fighting this at every turn in Iraq. For all those years, and, you know, long before that, my whole adult life, they're a bad, bad country that hates the United States. I'd love to see them go down. And you know what I've been saying? Yank him out by his beard. I want to see him dangling from a helicopter by his beard, flying
again,
out of Tehran.
Again, that crosses a line for me, that particular aspect of it, but the initial yanking I can approve.
Why?
If you have to ask the question, you wouldn't understand the answer, you maniac.
You need a fair trial for the Ayatollah?
Before you draw a man, why don't you dress him up for Halloween?
Before you do a good beard yanking? A BY, I call it.
I told you, I approve of the initial yanking, just not the dangling from the helicopter. That crosses the line.
Why?
It will not be allowed.
So pull him up into the helicopter before you fly off. Okay, we can compromise.
There you go. See, this is the way democracy is supposed to work.
God, that'd be something to see him go down, though. That could happen today. Oh.
And all this freaking nut job, hateful, woman raping, bashing.
No kidding.
Sickos. Oh, my God. You know, you could, and, you know, I'm not arguing the case for your boy, because I'm sure you did just a fine job, but Islamofascism in general has not gone away. It's still the threat to all that is good and decent that it's always been. That's reason enough to want to get rid of that regime. They are a powerful, violent, almost never resting force for evil on the globe, and it affects us constantly.
And while we set them back a long way, they do want to get a nuclear weapon, and God help the world if they ever do.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens today or in the next 48 hours. And if they start hanging people in the streets and that's on TV around the world, you know how easily butthurt Trump gets. He's going to take that as a thumb in the eye in addition to the moral outrage.
Right, right.
What are his options? I don't know. We got more on the way. Stay here. What are your thoughts? I'd be interested in what you think. Text line 415-295-KFTZ.
Armstrong and Getty. You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it, but your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at Vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688. 800-859-6688.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO, and on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2255. 345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you? Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
These protesters, some using their bodies to try to stop them from making the arrest. We're talking about the snowballs. They definitely used that to try to stop them. And there were people who physically tried to jump on some of the cars that the agents were using to try to get away from that neighborhood.
So that's a description of what's going on in Minneapolis with the clashes between the protesters slash interferers and ICE. And I came across some absolutely fabulous analysis that, like my description of the Alinskyite strategy of a decision dilemma, or is that what it's called? Yeah, decision dilemma, where the protesters intentionally put law enforcement or another person in a situation where they're provoked over and over again to physically confront the protester, then the protester can videotape it, put it out online, and say, look, we're up against fascist brutes. They intentionally taunt and interfere until there is a response. That's what they're looking for. That's why they're doing what they're doing. This does not apply specifically to whether that woman should have been shot by that particular ICE agent. That is for the investigation, the courts to decide, and it's its own topic. But I thought this was super interesting. I wish we had a little more time, but you'll get the basics. So the decision dilemma is one leftist strategy they use. Another one is Darvo, which I hadn't seen a description of in a while, and I'm so glad the great James Lindsay laid it out so clearly. Aside from the technique of he's talking about somebody who's trying to drag the Jews into this. But so what they're doing is a form of preemptive Darvo. DARVO is an acronym: deny, attack, reverse, victim, and offender. Deny, attack, reverse, victim, and offender. It is a tool psychopathic abusers and narcissists use, not only to avoid accountability, but to turn themselves into the victims and abuse their accusers. Now, if you've been in a dysfunctional relationship or family, you might recognize this on a personal level as well as a political level. Normally, DARVO is used after the fact. A psychopathic abuser is caught doing something psychopathic and abusive, and the DARVO cycle initiates. They deny wrongdoing and go on the attack, accusing the person who caught them of using the problem so they can reverse the roles of victim and offender. Something like this in the case of ICE. I'm not provoking ICE. ICE is provoking us by being here. ICE is here to hurt us. I'm just engaging in defense of my community. It's self-defense. And DARVO can be deployed preemptively, as we can see from an example he gives below. She's pre-framing a dangerous situation so that if and when something bad happens, she has already reversed the role of victim and offender. And one of the things he mentions is people in Minnesota or Minneapolis are now bringing their babies and their small children to these protests and interfering with ICE with their child in their arms as like the ultimate horrifying decision dilemma and DARVO technique.
Yeah, God, I've got such a great example of that from real life, but I just can't explain it. It would do me so much harm. But yeah, that is a technique. It's interesting, and clearly it's a strategy that's in books, but some people are born into it and just intuitively figured out.
Right. Right, yeah. Well, yeah, they try it, it works, and they see it around them. But let me skip around so I don't have to talk about the specifics involved. The DHS account tweeted out, essentially, it's incredibly dangerous and stupid to bring a baby to a protest.
Oh,
don't do it. The psychopathic abuser who responded to the tweet preemptively framed this as DHS pre-justifying killing babies.
No.
Adding in, just like Israel did, to make it even less honest and more psychopathic and more appealing to their deranged base, which insanely believes Israel did the same thing in Gaza. That's preemptive DARVO. Her goal is to get people to believe that any encounter that arises between a delinquent obstructionist and a provocateur that involves a baby she brought to the scene as a human shield is ICE deliberately targeting babies in order to harm them. And believe me, these lunatics will work overtime to get that to happen, including to their own babies. I think he's right.
God, you take your little kid to something like that, you are a nut job. And
yeah,
want
well,
a specific outcome.
Deeply crazy, yeah.
I'd say.
Armstrong and Getty.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-20.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.